You're on the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. Today's date is Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. The time is 3:35 p.m. We are here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250085. We are on Zoom, and I see a square says Leighton Rushing. If you can please unmute yourself and identify yourself for the record, state and spell first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Hi there. My name is Leighton Rushing. My name spelling is LaytonRushing, and my pronouns are he, him.
Thank you. Let's see, I'm scrolling through this, the case, because I do not see the city present on the hearing, and I am looking at the, I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties, and the notice of hearing was sent to the parties on May 7th, and that notice of hearing provides that the hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, May 13, 2025 at 3:30 p.m. That notice of hearing was sent to the parties, including PBOT at PBOT PE Tow Hearings Info@PortlandOregon.gov, and parking enforcement is not present for this hearing. If a party fails to show for the hearing, nobody automatically wins or automatically loses. The hearing simply moves forward in their absence, and any evidence that was uploaded in support of that party's position is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. So I'm going to make a finding that PBOT received proper notice of this hearing and has waived their right to be present for the hearing, and so we will move forward in their absence. I also don't recall seeing anything in the notes that they would not be, that they wouldn't be here. Sometimes they notify us in advance that if they will not be present, and I don't see anything that they were not going to be here. This is a tow appeal hearing that was filed by appellant. This hearing is being audio recorded, although we're on Zoom and I can see your face. The video is not what is being preserved. It's just the audio of these proceedings that is being saved. The audio will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural and notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that would need to be addressed within Multnomah County Circuit Court. I encourage all appellants to appeal their parking citation. Make sure you follow the instructions on the citation that tell you the timeline to submit your appeal, because if you fail to follow that timeline, you do not get another opportunity to appeal the parking citation. Did you receive the statement of rights? And I know you received them. Did you have an opportunity to read the statement of rights that were sent in this case?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions about what you read?
No. It seemed pretty clear to me.
Okay. You feel ready to move forward with the hearing at this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So in that case, I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. And when I scroll through this case, I see there are 14 exhibits that have been uploaded into this case. These are exhibits that have been uploaded by both yourself, Mr. Rushing, as well as PBOT in support of each party's respective positions, as well as the hearings office clerks for tracking purposes, so we know where this case is. These 14 exhibits are essentially documents that are sitting on a counter. They're not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting the exhibits, meaning that I would be able to rely on any information that's in those exhibits if I admit them. Do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 14 into the record?
No objection.
Okay. In that case, I'll admit exhibits 1 through 14. Next, what I'd like to do is get you sworn in so we can get some testimony. So if I can get you to raise your right hand. Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do.
I do.
Great. You can put your hand down. Now, Mr. Rushing, you are the moving party. You can launch right into why you believe that this toe is invalid. I have all of the exhibits that you have, that if you have uploaded any exhibits, as well as the city uploaded some exhibits, if you want to refer to any of those exhibits, I'm happy to put them up on the screen so you can refer to them in your testimony.
Perfect.
So you are free to launch right into why you believe that the toe is invalid.
Okay. The first exhibit essentially is the initial, that would be exhibit, let me see here, exhibit 8.
8. Okay. Let me open that up. Exhibit 8 is the parking citation?
Yes.
Okay, let me show you that. Are you able to see that parking citation?
Perfect, yes. So the relevant part of the parking citation here essentially is just the location box that indicates where the vehicle was on the day that the parking ticket was given. So this parking ticket was given at the time given. Let me expand my screen here. The time given is 12:38 p.m. for when it was issued, and that was on May 2nd. The first, I guess, important thing is just it verifying this parking ticket was given around the same exact time as the tow notice was attached to my car. The tow notice is, I believe there might be a few exhibits of it, but I know that on exhibit 1, I have a picture of the notice there for the tow notice. And if we go there, we see that at 12:35, so only 3 minutes prior, on the same day of May 2nd, this tow warning was attached to my vehicle. So the important part here is that this proves that my vehicle was located on 2600 Jessup Street at the time that the tow warning was attached. Actually, in addition to that fact, the vehicle was stuck there for at least a few weeks because it had been broken into. My vehicle, unfortunately, has been broken into several times because it is a Kia. But after it got broken into, I thought that my ignition was broken, and I was in the process of finding someone to fix it until I did figure out actually how to get my ignition put back together. It wasn't as damaged as I thought. Essentially, the purpose of that is just to say that I know that, as shown here, 2600 Jessup Street, which is the location given on the parking ticket given that same day, my vehicle did not move from that spot for at least a few weeks prior to the tow notice hearing being attached. The reason for that is important is that in the tow officer's notes, which you can find in exhibit, let me see here, this would be exhibit 7, tow report and officer comments.
One second, I'll open that. Let me just I'm going to open up a couple of these exhibits.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, you the notes. Okay, let me go back to my screen. Okay, so this is the TOW report that was uploaded. This is exhibit, I don't remember what.
Exhibit seven.
So what was it that you wanted to
This? So on the second page of this document, on the comments, let's see. Okay, let me see. The vehicles of the dragon when you're expired. Fixed. Okay, so yes. So on April 26th, he says that they received an abandoned auto enforcement request from a citizen. Later on in that paragraph, towards the end, it says that my vehicle was for a vehicle that was located on 5500 to 5698 block of Northbridge Avenue. That is false. My vehicle was not on that street on April 26th or for at least an entire week prior to that, given the fact that I couldn't move my vehicle until I had fixed the ignition, which was after the tow notice was attached. And it, and as the parking ticket shows, my vehicle was not there. It was on 2600 North Jessup Street. And then the final exhibit, just to prove that the vehicle then was moved after the tow notice onto a separate street, and it was also facing a different way too. Let's go to, I believe it is exhibit three, Aries impound info.
What is it that you want to show me about from the Aries impound info?
Oh, it just, it has the location that they towed my vehicle at on there.
Towed it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it, where my vehicle was when they had towed it a few days later. There we are. And the location here, see, they have the location for where they...
Barrage?
There we are, by 5600 North Barrage Avenue. Yeah, so essentially what this shows is I did move my car. I did move it onto a different street after I got the tow warning. And because the parking citation was for expired registration tags, because I had gotten a parking ticket for that and the tow notice was saying to move the car, for me, I believe it's reasonable to expect, based on that notice, that so long as I am moving my car and it's clearly getting moved onto a, and it not, it's not just on the same street but moved up that street, it was, it's clearly on a separate street, to me that is an obvious sign that the vehicle's not abandoned. And it
I see what you're saying.
And also the registration and permit that was already actually being taken care of, because the parking ticket gives me 30 days to respond to that. So I guess the idea in the tow officer's comments, where he states that despite the appellant claiming to move the vehicle, I guess we could pull up his explanation. He essentially just said, despite moving the vehicle, I still didn't meet the requirement, which I guess was odd to me, because for me, as someone who doesn't have a home, a parking garage, a private driveway, I checked with my partner's mom, who actually was a 911 caller. I just double checked, like, when it says remove from the public right away, that means just move it clearly, make sure it's obvious that this car is being driven. Oh.
No, that's not quite what it means. But is there anything else you want to tell me? I mean, I totally understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I guess I double checked. Is there a minimum amount of blocks you have to move in the law? I didn't see anything in the code that said that you have to move it a certain amount of blocks. Which also thought, I guess it was weird to me. I didn't, because it's like, do they just, because I mean, I'm parking like next to where my partner's apartment is, and if I'm walking to my the apartment, I guess I just didn't see a reason to make myself walk three blocks if the law didn't say so. So I guess what I thought was that moving the vehicle was my only option to do it, and since there wasn't a minimum in the law, I guess as long as I'm clearly showing them that this car is being driven because I'm moving it onto a separate street, that should be good, especially because are they expecting me to, within 72 hours, replace registration and permit if they've already given me a ticket that says I have 30 days to respond to that issue? So I guess that was what was confusing for me, is what were my realistic options as someone who doesn't have access to any private driveway.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I think I do understand what you're saying. Let me go back to the cities, some of the cities' evidence that they have uploaded. I'm going to first go read the Exhibit 7 into the record, since there's no PBOT here to testify. So I'm looking at the same exhibit that you just referred to. I'll put that back up on the screen if you want to refer as well. Okay. So this is the tow hearing report, and this states the vehicle was warned May 2nd, 2025 at 12:44. If the vehicle is not completely removed from the public right-of-way, it will be towed by the order of the City of Portland. It looks like they checked abandoned vehicle. That's the code provision that defines what an abandoned vehicle is in 1620-120P. And the definition of an abandoned vehicle is found in 1690-005. And the officer's report states, quote, on April 26, 2025, the city received an abandoned auto enforcement request from a citizen through Zendesk, and the information was entered into the abandoned auto case system as case 2025-26073. The request was for a blue four-door Kia with Washington plates of BYF0305, located on the 5500 to 5698 block of North Burrage Avenue, which is in the city of Portland, County of Multnomah, State of Oregon. On May 2nd, 2020, 25, approximately 6 days after the enforcement request was received, Officer Knezovich responded to the request. A matching vehicle was located around the corner from the citizen's reported location. The vehicle was around the corner on the 2600 block of North Jessup Street. After inspection of the vehicle was found to have expired registration tags, as can be seen in the photos for the abandoned auto case and for citation HA37435336. The displayed plate tag was approximately 1 year expired, showing a date of April 2024. Officer Knezovich observed no trip or temporary permit displayed on the vehicle. See photos of vehicle. The vehicle was found to be in violation of City of Portland Parking Code Title 16 under 1690-005 for abandoned auto, and Title 1620-120L for failure to display current registration. Officer Knezovich affixed a green tow warning to the street side window of the vehicle. See photos of the vehicle, and the warning was marked to indicate why the vehicle was in violation of the Portland City Code, that it was a 72-hour warning as per Portland City Code, and the date and time the vehicle was warned and indicated on the warning affixed to the vehicle. Okay, that's on May 2nd. The green warning states, if the vehicle is not completely removed from the city right-of-way, it will be towed by order of the City of Portland 72 hours after this warning. This vehicle will be towed in accordance with the provisions of 1630-225 of the Portland City Code. Towing, storage, and disposal of the vehicle are at the owner's risk and expense. The City of Portland is not responsible for any loss or damage which may result. The vehicle information was entered into the handheld for a citation, and photos were taken at the time the vehicle was cited for failure to display current registration. The affixed green warning has contact information for both the officer and the abandoned auto office. It is up to the citizen to initiate contact with either or both. Log notes are entered into the abandoned auto case if contact is made. No contact was made about this vehicle. On the following week, on May 6, 2025, approximately 4 days after the vehicle was warned, Officer Knezovich returned to the location for a recheck on the case. The vehicle had moved back around the corner to the original location given by the complainant on the 5600 block of North Barrage Avenue. The vehicle was inspected and found to still have expired tags and no visibly displayed trip or temporary permit. The vehicle was still on the public right-of-way and in violation of the Portland City Code. Information was entered into the handheld citation system and the citation converted to a warning to preserve the vehicle photos, warning HA3743-5364. Since the vehicle was still in violation of Portland City Code and on the public right-of-way, a tow request was made at the time of the citation. The citizen has included a photo of the undamaged affixed warning placed on the vehicle, so they were aware of it. The citizen also states that he moved the vehicle. Unfortunately, he moved it to a different location on the city right-of-way without correcting the violation, leaving the vehicle in violation of Portland City Code. And the green warning states it must be completely removed from the public right-of-way. Let's see. Well, that's the Aries information that you referenced. Let's see, what other exhibits? So this is exhibit 9. Is this your vehicle we're looking at, Mr. Rushing?
The blue one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see your vehicle, a Kia, and there's the tow warning that was affixed here, the street side, and it has the officer's name and phone number stamped on it. And license plate, Washington, BYF0305, expires April of 2024. Okay. And, all right, and that's Exhibit 9. And this is Exhibit 10. This is the parking citation. Parking citation issued 5-6 states that the vehicle is an abandoned auto. Failure to display current registration plate or current temporary permit. Warned 5-2-25, tow requested. And they attached the 5 photos. I think this is the same. Oh, this is Exhibit 11. Oh, this must be a different day. This is from 5-6. The other one must have been 5-2. Yep. So this is 5-6. Still expired plates. Obviously, you had seen it. You tried to remove it. And the vehicle was still parked on the public right-of-way. This is the case detail that they used for tracking, so they know when the vehicle came on their radar. And vehicles only come on their radar by a public complaint. Somebody in the area, theoretically, somebody in the area calls and says, there's a car parked and they haven't moved or whatever. And it's got expired plates. And I don't know the date these images are from, but they also show this. Wait, is this the same? No, this is Exhibit 13. And it states that the vehicle is an abandoned auto. Let me read to you. I'm going to open up the code and tell you what the code says about how it defines. Oh, wait. Actually, you know what? It's right in here. Because PBOT usually attaches selected code provisions. And yes, they did. That's Exhibit 14. I'm going to open that up and I'm going to read that, let you see that. And this will provide the explanation that you were seeking from your partner's mother. So this is the code provision. This is 1620-120 P. Abandoned auto. This is what they attach. Okay, prohibited parking or stopping of a vehicle. It is unlawful to park or stop a vehicle. I'm just going to go straight to P because some of these other things don't even apply. In the public right-of-way, public park, or city-owned or operated property if the vehicle is abandoned. Okay. All right. So at least that's kind of how they... That's step one. Step two, is your vehicle abandoned? Although you have described to me why you do not believe your vehicle is abandoned because you move it and you're using it, that's not how the law defines abandoned vehicle, which is obviously a little bit confusing. The law defines and the code defines an abandoned vehicle as a vehicle that remains in violation for more than 24 hours and one or more of the following conditions exist. The vehicle does not have a lawfully affixed, unexpired registration plate or fails to display current registration. There are some other things that can make a vehicle an abandoned vehicle, but these other two aren't what apply to your vehicle. And then they also provided this other provision about storing property on the street. This is not what your vehicle was towed for, but oftentimes PBOT will provide this code provision just to kind of give you a heads up that they could tow your vehicle for storing your property on the street. And it states that no person may store or permit to be stored a vehicle or other personal property on public right-of-way, blah, 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 in excess of 24 hours without express permission of the city engineer. B, failure to operate and move a vehicle or move non-vehicular property off the block face within a 24-hour period constitutes prima facie evidence of storage and may be abated. Again, your vehicle was not towed because it was considered being stored on the street. 1630-210, when a vehicle may be towed. A vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner when the vehicle is parked on city-owned or operated property without express permission. The vehicle is 9. The vehicle is parked in violation of any parking regulation. 10. The vehicle is an abandoned vehicle as defined in 1690.005. And we just read 1690.005. Your vehicle meets the definition of an abandoned vehicle. 1632.25, towing with a 24-hour or 72-hour notice, states a vehicle may be towed 24 hours after notice of intent to tow has been affixed to or placed on the vehicle if the vehicle is an abandoned vehicle, which is an immediate threat to the public health or safety because of its condition. B, a vehicle may be towed 72 hours after notice of intent to tow has been affixed to or placed on the vehicle if the vehicle is an abandoned vehicle. B is where your vehicle lands. Your vehicle was not a threat to public health or safety, but it was abandoned. It meets the definition of an abandoned vehicle because it did fail to display a valid, lawfully affixed, unexpired registration plate, or failed to display current registration. Okay, is your vehicle still in storage?
No. Okay. I have it back now.
Okay. All right. So in short, I do find that your vehicle didn't have the valid registration and wasn't displaying a temporary permit. It remained parked on the public right of way for more than 72 hours. The reason the officers put their phone number is so that way you can call them. You can call them and say, whatever, like, I know my car is parked out there. I just need some time to do X, Y, Z, get my registration, get whatever it is you need. But that is why they put the phone number there. So it's to encourage you to reach out to resolve the situation. Merely moving your vehicle to another location doesn't matter, because if your vehicle is still parked on the public right of way, that means let's say you moved your vehicle to Southeast Portland. I mean, I don't even know where this was. Oh, it's in North Portland. If you moved your vehicle to Southeast Portland, like miles away, it's still parked on the public right of way. The deficiency which renders your vehicle an abandoned vehicle still exists, meaning it still failed to have a valid registration or temporary permit, it could still be towed. It's not merely the location, like I moved it 500 feet or I moved it a mile. It's the fact that it was parked on the public right of way and the deficiency, the fact that it was an abandoned vehicle, that still exists. So the reason they say it needs to not be removed completely, meaning it needs to be parked in a driveway.
If you're someone who, and if, so is it, I guess my question would be, the registration being expired, is that okay that that's being addressed? I guess it's not just addressed by the parking ticket. That's also, I guess I'm being punished. It feels it feels like I'm being punished for the registration thing, I guess, two times over by the law, because that's the only reason it sounds like that my car still got towed, but it's also a parking ticket that I have. Said I had 30 days to respond to, whereas it feels, I guess it feels almost as if the tow notice was like another form of punishment, but it had a much shorter timeline to avoid getting that punishment. So it was almost like I was told that you need to get your registration fixed in 30 days, and this is your parking ticket. And you need to get your registration fixed in 3 days or you get towed. And I guess I didn't expect that you could, it just seems like, I guess it's like, why both?
Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot answer for PBOT, but I know that is one of the reasons why they put their phone number on there. It's to encourage you to call, because they've seen this many a times. If you have expired registration and you can call and you tell them, hey, I'm working on it, I need 30 days, they probably would have given you 30 days.
Oh, should citizens, I guess, be required to,
if you want to, like, keep your car?
You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
if you didn't want the tow, I mean, that's why they put the warning, like, hey, it's going to be towed within at least 72 hours. Here's our phone number.
I didn't. Call us. Sorry.
I get it. It's frustrating.
I didn't know that was, well, because of the parking ticket.
The parking ticket is separate. The parking ticket is related, but it's
the same problem.
It's the same problem. The parking ticket has to be resolved within the circuit court. The parking ticket is just the fine for failing to have the thing, failing to have the registration. This is just the tow. This only addresses the tow. And the fees that are associated with the tow are not related to the fees associated with the fine for having the registration. They are two totally separate things, although they relate to the same vehicle.
Yeah.
Had you contacted Officer Knezovich, this probably could have been avoided. I don't, and that's why they say questions, and they provide their phone number and they stamp it with their contact information because they want you to call them. They want you to call them, so that way.
Sorry, I guess I didn't know that was the only way I could save my car, because I don't have a private driveway.
Well, that's the other way you could have saved it, was by not parking on the public right of way.
But I don't have a choice.
Sure, I understand, and I get it. Many people don't have the option of parking on a driveway in a driveway.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I guess that was my confusion. I just didn't know that, like, if you don't have a private driveway, then your only way to avoid getting towed in that situation is by, I guess, hoping they give you slack from...
I would never hope that. I mean, no.
But that would be, I guess, my only route I would have in that situation going back.
Your option was to give them a call. That was it. Your option was either...
Give them a call.
Call them, try to work it out, or try to get the registration resolved before the passage of 72 hours, which, I mean, realistically, maybe that'll happen. Maybe not. I don't know.
It was the week. Yeah.
So your option was contact PBOT to say, I need more time. please don't tow my car. I know I need to update my registration. I'm working on it. And they probably would have said, how much time do you need? 30 days? We'll give you 30 days. If you don't move your car within that time, then we may come back. But that's the piece that was missing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate it.
Sure. So what happens next? Do you have any other questions?
No, I think that's all, but okay. You explained it perfectly, and I really appreciate making it clear. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what happens next is I write an order, and my order will be consistent with what I've just said to you today. It will explain my analysis, like this is what the law says, this is what the evidence shows, and this is where we landed. That order will be sent to you via email the same way you received notice of this hearing. It will come to you soon. I'm not going to give you a time because I don't know when I'm going to write it, but as soon as I write it, it will be sent to you. It will also explain your appeal rights. Again, I do encourage you to appeal that parking citation. Appealing the parking citation is the best chance you have at getting any kind of reduction in the fine associated with the citation, not this, not the tow. But the citation, if you want to address the fine associated with the citation, you must appeal and you must do it in the time frame that it states. The parking enforcement officer will be there at that hearing, and they tend to be willing to work with you in regards to the costs. I'm not saying that's no guarantee, but in the past, they are more willing and have a little bit more flexibility to work with you in the fine that is owed. So I would encourage you to do that. So if there is nothing further, then I'm going to conclude this hearing and we're going to go off the record. Thank you so much for your attendance at this hearing, Mr. Layton. You have a good day.
Thank you.